This morning, we're gonna talk about God's Word and God's voice. In fact, the topic is, Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. How many of you are listening? Most of the time, okay? Some of you aren't listening. You didn't raise your hand. Okay, that's okay, okay? But we're going to talk about this, and we're going to use a story in 1 Samuel about Samuel the prophet. Amazing man. A God-powerful, spirit-filled, amazing man who was dedicated at birth by his mother to serve in the temple of the Lord. You know, I often wondered what Samuel thought of that. He really didn't have a say in the matter. His mom made a deal with God. She said, you know, I'm not having any babies, and if I have a baby, the first one's yours. And she kept her promise, and it's a good thing she did, because Samuel set the stage for so many amazing things for us today. He set the stage for amazing things for us today. He set the stage for us understanding so much about God, understanding about the power of God. He prophesied about the coming of our Messiah. He set all of Israel in a place ready, you know, to have a king and to become a kingdom. And there's just so many amazing things. But I think one of the most amazing stories in the life of Samuel is 1 Samuel 3, 1 through 11, when he was a young boy. And we're going to read that this morning. It's a little long, but we're going to read it. It says, the boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. And in those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. That's pretty amazing. He just wanted to get as close to God as he could. Then the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel answered, here I am. And he ran to Eli, and he said, here I am, you called me. But Eli said, I did not call you. Go back and lie down. And Eli wasn't a very nice person. If you read this story, he was kind of an old grumpy, didn't do what he should have did, and did some stuff he shouldn't have done, priest, okay? So I can imagine he says, I didn't call you, go back and lie down. So he went and he lay down. Again, the Lord called Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, here I am, you called me. My son, Eli said, I did not call you, go back and lie down. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. That's kind of an interesting thing, isn't it? And the Lord called Samuel a third time, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, here I am, you called me. Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now, it's kind of amazing that Samuel went and he laid back down. And then the Lord came and stood there, calling as the other times, Samuel, Samuel. Now notice there's a difference here. The Lord came and stood there as the other times. The first couple times, he just heard the voice. God spoke to him. But this is a picture of our Father God. He calls to us, and if we don't quite get it, he will do everything he possibly can. It says, the Lord stood there, calling as at the other time, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel said, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. And the Lord said to Samuel, see, I'm about to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears it tingle. Samuel not only heard the voice of God, but he literally saw his presence. God stood there. And a lot of times when we read this, we read right over that. And we don't realize that God had tried three times to get this young man's attention. And finally, he stood there and he said, Samuel. And of course, Eli, the priest, who should have known, you know, what was going on, he missed it the first couple of times. They were just missing it. And God said, okay, you know, I'm gonna tap Eli on the noggin. So he tells the boy to say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And then God said, I'm not only going to speak to him, not only is he going to hear a voice, he's going to see my presence. Can you imagine the life changer that was? Here's a young man who's ministering before the Lord, who's dedicated to the Lord even before he was born. And he'd been doing all the things that Eli wanted. He'd been hauling water and hauling wood and doing all the things, you know, that you need to do around the temple. He's basically a servant, so to speak. But he wanted to be so close to God that at that time, the place where God was the temple and the altar. And so he slept as close to God as he possibly could. And then God said, now here's someone I can work with. And so he calls him and he calls him and he calls him, and then he stands next to him. Samuel was dedicated to his work even before this happened. But after this happened, this was a life changer. This was a life changer. The power of God rested on this young man. And I believe today God is calling to us. I believe God is trying to show us himself. I believe God is doing all kinds of things in our lives. And I think that we're kind of like him. We're kind of like, what? What do you want? You know? What do you want? Do we have the heart of Samuel? I believe we can have the heart of Samuel, okay? I believe that we can get to that place where we get as close to his presence as we possibly can, just like in verse 3. I believe that when God is pressing in on our lives for change or action, I believe a lot of times we maybe respond like he did. Maybe we didn't know what was going on. But I believe that God is persistent, and I believe that eventually we get to that place in our lives where we say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Lord, I'm listening. I'm ready for this. Now, maybe you kind of feel like Israel did back then. It says, you know, that the word of the Lord was pretty rare. There wasn't a lot going on, okay? In those days, it says the word of the Lord, okay, was rare. And I don't know, maybe you're going through a season, maybe, you know, you kind of feel like the word of the Lord is rare. But today we're going to talk about how to bring it into your life in a fuller way, in a more abundant way. You know, I don't know, wouldn't you like to hear him more often? I'd like to hear him all the time. Wouldn't you like to hear God more clearly? So many times we're going through something and like, Lord, I'm just not getting this. I'm not hearing you clearly. Well, I think if we follow Samuel's example, if we look at this scripture, I believe that we're going to find out, just like Samuel, the first thing we need to do is we need to position ourselves right. We need to position ourselves right. You see, Samuel was lying down as close to God at night as he possibly could. He says, I want to be there if something happens. The word of the Lord was rare, so if something was going to happen, I want to hear it. I want to see it. And boy, did he, huh? It's like, well, you know, Samuel runs up to Eli. And then Samuel, the word, and God stands right there and he says, I'm going to do something that's going to make people's ears tingle. Have you ever read something or heard something or been in worship and you literally felt like you were tingling? I just love that, don't you? I just love it when God tingles me. I call it the Holy Goosebumps. Holy Ghost goosebumps. Man, I love them. I love it. I love it. Now, I don't think we need to live on that emotion, but we need that because God has created us as emotional beings. We need that. We need that. And I think it's really neat that God, you know, he said, I'm going to do something that's going to make, you know, people's ears tingle. It's going to bring them right, you know, right to it. The word of the Lord, it's kind of interesting. This terminology in the Old Testament, the word of the Lord means to commune. Yeah, this word, we don't even have a word in the English language. This word means that you commune, you spend so much time with somebody that eventually you're communicating. You know, it's like immersion therapy. It's like somebody in your life you can't stand and God strands you on a desert island with them. Except God does this and we love him and we can stand him and we want him and we want every part of him. It's communicate. And that's really what the word means. The word of the Lord is to commune with God and communicate with God. It's one and the same word. Isn't that a neat word? You know, from now on it's like, I want to hear the word of the Lord. Well, what's that? That is communicate. And that's how they bring the definition in the lexicons. It's communicate. God says, I want my word to commune with you. I want it to be with you, but I want you to understand it. I want you to understand what's going on. So we need to position ourselves. We need to spend time with God to the point where we're communing, but we're communicating with him at the same time. And sometimes I think we feel that the word of the Lord is rare because we're communicating with him and we're not hearing anything. Or we're communicating with him, or we're communing with, and we're doing it in a way maybe that's you know, spiritual, mystical, or whatever. Or we're doing it in a way that doesn't make sense to us. So many times I've heard pastors teach and preach something. This is how you do it. You just spend time with God in a quiet place until you hear him. What if you're ADHD? That's going to be hard, right? What if you know, your personality is you pray better when you're walking? I pray better when I'm walking. I mean, I don't think I pray too bad when I'm sitting, but man, if I go on a hike, I can pray. And if I go on a hike where it's pretty, I can really pray. You know, and I have a place that I commune with God in our house, and it's my place. And I don't know, God's been there so many times with me. Okay, I sit down and I just, it's kind of like worship here. We don't have to get into worship. We start worshiping and it happens, right? Amen. That's the setting that God has in this church. Worship just, it happens. It's not like you got to, you know, hype yourself up to worship here. The music starts and we're in worship, and I love that. And that's kind of what this whole positioning yourself with God in. The word of the Lord. Spend time with someone. So much that you just start communicating. If we really, really desire a healthy relationship with someone, we'll spend time with them. Now, the thing is learning how you spend time with God. Maybe you spend time with God walking. Maybe you spend time with God listening to worship music. Maybe you spend time with God early in the morning. Maybe you spend time with God in the middle of the day. Maybe you spend time with God at the end of the day. Maybe you spend time with God with a very, very close spiritual friend. There's a lot of different things. Maybe you spend time with God. I hope you spend time with God here on Sunday mornings, worshiping and sharing in that fellowship. See, there's so many different ways we spend time with God, so many different ways we hear his voice and hear his word, and we can't just limit ourselves to that one thing that we think it is. Is it prayer? Yes. Is it worship? Yes. Is it fellowship? Yes. Is it quiet time? Yes. Is it all of these things? Yes. But some of us hear his word. Some of us hear the word of God in situations. Right? You're going along in life and something happens, you know, and maybe you're a little thick, and all of a sudden, how many of you ever watched NCIS? The old ones where Gibbs hit Dinozzo on the back of the head? Right? I love that. You know, I wish he'd go into Bull now and just whack him on the back of the head, you know? But anyway, I don't know. I'm in situations and I just feel like God sometimes got to walk up behind me and go, and it's like, whoa, the word of God just came in this situation. I just saw something and this is, God is speaking to me. Whoa, through this. I didn't hear his voice audibly. I've walked with God a long time and I've spent a lot of alone time with him and I've heard his voice audibly twice. Freaked me out. One time was in my car up by exit 12. And by the way, important things that have happened in this church, three different people have heard the voice of God audibly at exit 12. There's a pretty good chance if something goes on in your life and you're driving past exit 12 and you're not listening, God might just stop. And all three of us about wrecked our car, because I'm not kidding you, I thought somebody was in the back seat, you know, playing a prank on me. And Pastor Chuck and Pastor Les, who helped plant this church, was the same way. They said, about wrecked the car. You know, and I remember them sharing what God had told them. I was so excited, and then when it happened to me, I about wrecked the car. But that doesn't happen a lot. And if it does happen to you a lot, praise God. That's awesome. And if it does happen, don't just take it for granted, okay? And make sure that you're really hearing God. Make sure that it balances out with Scripture. But most of the time, okay, most of the time, when we're getting our life close to God to where we can hear him, we hear him not just because we position ourselves in the right position, but because our heart condition is right. You see, positions are really determined by conditions. Conditions affect our position, the condition of our heart. We know in the Bible that if we want to block, okay, if we want to block God's voice, sin is there. We know that if we want to block our prayers and we've got something, you know, there was, I was reading along the Bible years ago, and it said, you know, if you're not treating your wife or your family right, you can just forget about it. I'm not gonna listen to you. It's in there. And I was not treating my wife and family right, and I was kind of mad at God because he wasn't answering any prayers. And then I saw that, and I realized, wow, how can I expect God to even listen to me if I'm being a total poop to the most beautiful gift he's ever given me? You know, and it makes sense. Conditions affect our position. Is there something God has pointed out that you've not done, or something you need to deal with? Because he'll just keep bringing it back, and he'll speak to you there. And I'll tell you what, we can get so callous that we don't want to hear it, and we don't want to hear it. And God loves us so much that he will increase the situations so we finally listen to him. He will. He increased the situation with me. I wasn't listening to God years and years ago, and he brought me to a place where I was $250,000 in debt with no way to pay it back. All credit. That was in 1978, 76, 78. That'd be like owing about $1 million today. And I'll tell you what, God did some amazing things because I started listening, and I just said, Lord, I want the condition of my heart to be where you want it to be. In fact, in that situation, I think we owned three houses. We had deeds on three houses, and we needed to sell one as a spec house. And I went to an evangelistic crusade, and I said, okay, God, I will give this house and the profits to God. And I even wrote it on the offering slip, and I'm sure they were real excited when they saw that offering slip. And then when I lost $10,000 on that house, I wanted to call them and say, okay, so are you guys going to kick back 10 grand for me? You know. But see, God, he loves us so much that he will take whatever conditions are in our heart, and he will bring situations in our heart to bring our heart where it needs to be. You know, I talked about sin. Hebrews 12:1 says this. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, and it's talking about all the people in heaven that you know, are just waiting for us, okay? Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. God says, just throw it aside. Throw it aside. You know, there's so much in this world that can entangle us. So much that can entangle us. And God says, just throw it aside, okay? Because I want your condition and your position to be right. You see, God is asking us today, are you using your listening ears? Have you ever said that to a child? Man, I'll tell you what. I was in a kindergarten for 2 years, and that was our key phrase. That was the first thing that came to, you know, and what's really funny is I thought it was kind of hilarious because Cindy had asked me that many times because she's a teacher, you know. Are you using your listening ears? And God is saying that to us in a very loving way. Are you using your listening ears? And here's our listening ears for God, okay, listen. Our listening ears are our heart, our emotions, our surroundings, and our circumstances. Isn't that amazing? It's not just our ears, it's not just our spirit, okay? But it is our heart, our emotions, our surroundings, and circumstances. It's all four of those things and more, okay? But I believe those are specifically four important areas. Our heart, which involves our center, which involves our spirit, which involves our soul. Our heart, our emotions, which is our brain matter, okay? Our surroundings. I'll tell you what, about 4 weeks ago, it was really easy to praise and worship God at about 9,000 feet, looking at 17 and 18,000 feet mountains and glaciers, okay? and just going, and the beauty this year in the wildflowers and the beauty and everything that was going on, it was like you just stop and if you if you believed in God, you just stopped, you started just, man, you were just like, oh, Lord, I could listen to you up here all the time, except in the winter when the snow's 60 feet deep. But other than that, you know, it's our surroundings and it's our circumstances. We don't like to listen to God in some circumstances. We want God to bring our circumstances to the place where they're fun. That's us. But God says, sometimes I'm going to bring circumstances into your life so that you'll listen closer and listen harder. You'll use your listening ears, okay? See, God uses everything in our life to talk to us. You go through the Bible, and it's very interesting how God spoke to, you know, he spoke to the prophet through a whisper. He spoke through another prophet, through a donkey. I'll tell you what, if one of my dogs ever starts speaking the word of God to me, I'm going to poop my pants right on the spot. Especially Cindy's dog, because he's as dumb as a rock. I mean, you know, he's a love. He is. I love him. I think he's, you know, but he's like, he just loves to be there, you know. If he spoke the word of God, you'd probably be doing a funeral, because I'd just have a heart attack right on the spot. But God does use everything in our life to speak to us, you know. Like Samuel, when God talks to us, sometimes we deflect to another person. What do I mean? Sometimes God's saying, Jim, and I'm just like, wow, that's kind of weird, and I just run out because I want it to be something a little more comfortable. I mean, let's face it, okay, guys? When Samuel heard the word of God, he wasn't quite sure it was. It was comfortable to go out to Eli because Eli had been in his life for a long time. And he went out to, he's like, yeah, what do you want? And so many times when God starts speaking to us, you know, we're like, okay, let's see now. Maybe I'll go over here and find out if this is really what God wants. Huh? Have you ever done that? Do you know how many times pastors have somebody go to them, do you think this is what God wants? You know what my answer usually is, and you know. I say, is it uncomfortable? Is it something that you don't want to do and something that stretches you? Yes. Yeah, it's God. And after you go through it and after you do it, is there going to be a blessing? Yep, it's God. It is. But so many times we deflect it, right? Samuel mistook God's voice for a guy in the next room. A guy that wasn't doing the priest job very good either. I mean, you know, he was probably doing as good as he could, but he ran over there. You see, we need to look at God like this. When God's speaking to us, if we want God to speak to us, we need to ask ourselves about six questions. Okay, do I have a relationship where God is speaking to me? Do I have a relationship where God is speaking to me? You know, do I take time for him? Do I put him first? Okay, and then secondly, do I have a devotion that God is speaking to me? I read the Bible and I have multiple devotions going on all the time. And man, I mean, you get yourself in the right, you know, hard copy, electronic, you know, It's just amazing how God can speak to you through a devotion. And there's so much stuff out there, okay? We like using the YouVersion because if you're a friend in YouVersion, somebody else gets a devotion or shares a verse and you get it. And it really can touch your life. It really can, okay? Do you have a scripture that God is speaking to you? You know, so many times we get a scripture and we just hold on to that thing for days or months or maybe our whole life. And these are areas that God speaks to us. Do you have a place where God is speaking to you? I want to go back to three. I have a scripture that speaks to me every time I get anxious, and it's Philippians 4, 6, and 7. You know it because I've given it. Do not be anxious about anything. Man, I start getting anxious, and I like the presence of God is with me. I am not going to get anxious because God's with me. See, do you have a scripture? Do you have a place where God is speaking to you? Our living room. God speaks to me there. Our deck, you know, sometimes, you know, there's just places where God speaks to you, okay? And do you have a feeling or emotion where God is speaking to you? We are all emotionally different. You know, some of us are logical, emotional people. A lot of people are like, what? Logical people are not emotional. Yes, they are. They're just emotional in a different way. They run things through their brain in a different way. You know, are you a person that has a grace gifting, a grace emotion? You're soft-hearted, okay? And if you're somebody that basically, you know, is an administrator and can deal with people in a kind but firm way, God speaks to all of us differently. You see, God may ask, he asked Samuel, he said, Samuel, I'm going to give you a word that's going to make the world's ears tingle. He knew what Samuel could handle, and he talked to him differently than he would you or me or anybody else. So, do you have a feeling or emotion where God is speaking to you? Or do you have a worship song where God is speaking to you? I believe that worship, and I believe that weekly worship, daily worship is so important. When doing the new song this morning, and doing a few of the other songs, we're like, wow, God just put this worship set together. We all listen to The Breeze because it's got amazing worship music all week through. And I don't have to worry about somebody coming, taking my ranch or my dog dying or my horse running away. You know, I mean, it's very, 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 very healthy, very, very, you know, cleansing music. And the announcers are just, man, it's just listening to God all week. And today we're like, Amanda and Kelsey are like, wow, I was hoping that this song was going to be there. I've heard this like four times this week. You know, is there a worship song where God is speaking to you? Because worship is very powerful. Worship just kind of penetrates past our hard, cold, logical, factual self. It penetrates into the deepest part of our being. So God is going to speak to you through relationship. He's going to speak to you through devotions, through scripture. He's going to speak to you maybe in a certain place. He's going to speak to you through feelings or emotions, through worship, through situations. What's going on in your life? You see, are we using our listening ears? Because God wants us to. And this week, you know, we've talked about a position. We've talked about our condition. Now, you want to know what your mission is? Your mission is to get up every morning and say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. I really want you to do that this week. I want you to write a note, or, you know, write it backwards on your forehead so you, when you see it in the mirror, you know, you can read it or whatever. Put a note on the mirror that says, today I am going to say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Now, it's kind of interesting that Eli told Samuel to say this. First of all, he said, speak, Lord. And when Samuel went back that last time, God not only spoke, he showed up. He showed up personally. His presence was there, not just his voice. And in our time, in our lives, God's presence is within us in the form of the Holy Spirit. So when we're not sure what's going on, when we're not sure what the day is going to look like, we don't know what any day is going to look like, do we? Do we really? You know? And the thing is, think about starting your day out like this. Speak, Lord, because your servant is listening. I'm listening right now, and I'm going to listen all the rest of the day. All the rest of the day. Years and years ago, I brought this same idea to a Bible study that we were doing out by Al Zeta. A bunch of sweet, sweet dear friends of ours. And a man that had a ranch up there, Dennis Morgan, he's passed away a few years back. He passed away. Dennis was learning how to listen to God. And he said, I love being out all by myself. I just love it when I'm not, you know, when there's not a lot of, you know, busyness going on. Because it's clear for me to hear God, but sometimes it's just not clear for me to hear God. And it wasn't very, very, not very much later. It was our prayer time. And he said, man, would you guys pray for me? Usually I sleep really good, but he said, man, I've been waking up in the middle of the night, almost every night. And I said, really? I said, well, what do you do, Dennis? He said, well, I go fix myself a sandwich and drink some milk and go back to bed. And I said, you know what you need to do? And he goes, you know what? You need to say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. I said, you've never had trouble sleeping. Never. I think God's tapping you on your shoulder. There's something going on. And about 2 weeks later, we're having this study, and he goes, you cannot believe what God's been showing me. And I lost 3 pounds because I'm not eating sandwiches in the middle of the night. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So how do we want him to speak? Lord, I want to listen to you and my relationships. Lord, I want to listen to you in my devotions, my time with you. I want to listen to you in Scripture. I want to listen for God by BY, not BUY. You can buy some setting and set aside a place for him. Maybe that's a prophetic word right there, you know? Maybe you're supposed to buy a place for God anyway. And then fifthly, okay, listen for God in your heart and emotions. Listen for God in worship. And it's not up there, but this is kind of a given. Listen for God in every situation that goes on in your life. Listen for God. You know, I'm in a very God-listening, rich environment. I have hundreds of kids come through my, mail department every week. And fortunately, they know now that it's a safe place, and it's some place where they'll be encouraged, and they'll be, they'll be held up, they'll be prayed for, And what here this week, somebody said, Ben, aren't you afraid that you're going to get fired for praying for people? I said, if you say it's okay, it's okay. And I said, besides, I'm the only one that knows how to do the books right now, so I dare them fire me, right? Not really. But you see, look for God in your situation, because he's there. He's speaking to us in our situation. You might see somebody and you look at their face and you know there's something not right. And all you need to do is say, are you okay? And when they say, yeah, I'm fine, you say, no, really, you don't look like you're okay. Can I help you? Push it a little bit. Push it just a little bit. And if they say, no, I'm okay, then you say, God, I pray that person comes back in my life in the next, couple hours or day. I pray that that person runs into somebody that will open up past what's going on there. It's pretty easy to tell when something's going on in somebody's life, isn't it? I mean, for the most part. Unless we're so busy, we're not paying attention. I mean, I'm about as, dull as a post when it comes to things like that. And I can see it. And some of us, some of us just sense it spiritually. Sometimes God will just give you that, whoa, there's something going on here. Can I help? Can I do something different, Because God wants us to listen for him in our situations. Take time to listen. And listen with your spirit in all of these areas, because he is speaking to us. And the amazing thing is once we start listening, once we know it's God speaking, once we take that time, once we go back to him, God presences himself in our midst, in our being, in our spirit. And I believe he says this to us. See, I'm about to do something in your life that will make the ears of everyone who hears it tingle. I mean, you think about it. When God starts moving, even some of the hardest-hearted people, even some of the people that you don't get along with, if you share with them what has happened because God is in the middle of it, they even take notice. Their ears tingle a little bit. Their hearts tingle a little bit. When we start telling people, this is what God's done. God's brought Ken into remission through prayer and what God's doing there. That makes my ears, my hair, the back of my neck, my toenails tingle,
Amen.
Amen? Because God is amazing and God wants us to hear him. God, you guys came and... You said, I need prayer. And we heard God saying, you need a prayer. We started praying.
Amen.
And you did everything on your part you could do. And God's doing everything on his part that he can do. And prayer changes everything. Hearing God's voice changes everything. And then applying it changes everything. So I encourage you this week, wake up and say, Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. You might want to say it after a cup of coffee. I don't know, but say it. And then wait and listen all day long. Let's pray. Father, we thank you because, Lord, you do speak to us. And now I hope, Lord, that this week we can better listen. Lord, we can use our listening ears. And we can use our listening ears in relationship and devotions and scriptures and the places we are and our emotions and our worship. Lord, in every situation in life, I pray that we use our listening ears to hear you. To hear you speak. And Lord, when you speak, I pray not only are we listening, but we'll be obedient. We'll be what Samuel said, your servant is listening, which means when we hear the master's call, when we hear the master's command, Father, it is our mission to carry that call, to carry that word out. And I pray, Father, that we do that this week. In the name of Jesus, amen.